Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's your Easter?
Oh, nice and relaxing.
Won't be so much this weekend because you've got a busy Saturday coming up with EcoFest. Now, you missed it last year because of, well, we missed a lot of stuff last year because of the dreaded C word, but it's on this Saturday at Ulverston.
That's right, yes. We're really excited to be back. We were only 2 weeks out from the festival last year when we had to cancel.
Mm.
But, yeah, bringing a lot of positive initiatives to the coast for people to have a look at how they can live more sustainably.
Indeed. So the topic this year, or the focus for this year's EcoFest, is seeing a positive future.
So what we're looking at is some of the coast businesses and artisans and have come together to showcase what they do. So some of that is using renewable resources, it's reusing waste, and it's just looking a little bit more deeply at how our planet is, the state that it's in, and how we can go forward. So, yeah, they're just making people think a little bit more about what they do with the products and the way that they consume.
Especially plastic, and I saw the photo in the Advocate of you and the team there with a 25 kg ball of plastic. Wow.
That's right. Yeah, that 25 kg ball represents the hidden plastics in the packaging that each person contributes to. So on average, one person would have about 130 kilos of plastic packaging waste attached to them each year, and that 25 kilo ball is represented in things like things that we purchase, like the lounge suite wrapped in cling film, IT products, things that are imported all come wrapped in plastic, and then when we transport stuff from several locations, then we cling wrap those pallets. So this is plastic we don't see. And that 25 kilos is, yeah, each person has a ball that size every year.
And unfortunately, a lot of that ends up in the oceans.
That's right, yes. Particularly in the smaller packaging from food and things like that, that is something that we really need to take check on.
Indeed. All right, well, I just had a look at the program. There's lots on. So what time's starting there Saturday?
So we're starting at 10, going through to 4. You can bring the whole family. We've got great entertainers all day, food from all around the local area, and there's activities for the kids to do. If they want a quiet space, they can sit on the mat and have a tinker with the toys. We're doing beeswax wraps all day. You can get hands-on and make yourself one of those, and or come and have a look at a beehive and see a bee colony in action.
Yeah, so it's got perspex, so you can actually see it. You see what the bees do.
Yeah, you can look in both sides and have a look and see what they're doing.
You've got an electric car display as well?
We have indeed.
Yep, and there's heaps on. Just go to the website or Facebook page, look for EcoFest or the Northwest Environment Centre and have a look there. It'll tell you all about it, what displays are on this weekend. Now, what about tickets? How do we go there?
We're not ticketing the event, but we're just asking for a gold coin donation to cover a few of our costs, and there'll be a registration process as you enter to meet the COVID guidelines. Yep.
And what a great spot down by the river as well.
Oh, glorious. And we hope to have a day like today to enjoy the Wharf Precinct.
Indeed. Just more on the Northwest Environment Centre. So how long's that been going? You're sort of based at Penguin, is that right?
That's right, yes. We're in the hills behind Penguin, and I can't remember exactly how long it's been going. I think 30-odd years. And, there's a community garden down there. They've got some lovely initiatives in the community, and EcoFest being their biggest initiative, which, really showcases what they do. There'll be lots of information at EcoFest on the Northwest Environment Centre, and it's a very cheap membership to be part of. And, you can contribute to the environment by being part of that organisation.
That's up Aincliffe Road, isn't it?
Aincliffe Road, yes. About 235, I think.
Hmm. Thanks for having a yarn, and great to have EcoFest back. So good luck with the weather on Saturday.
No worries. Thanks very much, Darren.